Chapter 5. We were a quarter mile from Casa de Lassiter when the stench of burning rubber reached us. There was a strange glow on the horizon. We drew closer and saw black spiraling plumes of smoke. It was a car fire, a ragtop something with its top down. The side panel of the burning car was riddled with bullet holes, like someone strafed it to blow out the tires and kill the driver, get the car stopped. Three flaming bodies remained inside. Three smoking mouths were opened wide in final agony. A too familiar and now empty duffel bag had been discarded on the roadside. I moved around to the back of the car and peered through the flames. The bumper sticker on the now blackening rear fender read, Sigma Chi. Then I saw the discarded, rotting, and now half-broken skull. The false head didn't fool the murderous bastard who had killed and torched the frat boys. Well, well. Some machine-gun-toting, car-torching headhunter was lurking out here in the sand and sage and seguro. A real stone-cold killer, steadfastly looking for Poncho's real lid. Probably, just like me, he also had eyes on Senator Prescott Bush's 80 grand. This was all a lark up to now, like one of my straight-to-paperback, written-for-walking-around money capers. But now, maybe our lives depended on seeing this mess through. I slapped Bud on the back. Let's roll, hombre. We've got us some graves to rob.